Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Watcher Ruth, your host this morning for Here, There, and Everywhere, my program where we talk about the unthinkable, weird, the lunatic fringe, the things that you don't want to know but absolutely need to. Thank you for tuning in this morning. God bless all of you. If you're listening in archive, you rock. It's 4:03:13, and we have North Korea sitting on the red button as we speak. We know that we have a Creator God that protects us. Psalm 71:24 says, I will talk to others all day long about your justice and your goodness. For all who have tried to hurt me have been disgraced and dishonored. So, praise God. Got a little preachy the last time I was sharing some time with you. Felt like I'm getting pretty tired of being kicked to the curb, so to speak, by people that think they know what the scripture says and how to interpret it, and that their interpretation is righteous above all. And so I'm getting kind of preachy because I think I know a little bit about it too. I read it a couple times. Actually, I've read the King James, and in addition to that, the NIV and others. So I am pretty familiar, and I do use a Strong's Concordance and dictionary, and I use a Greek English. And so there you go. We need to be discerners and know what the word is. And when we go before the word of God and we ask the Holy Spirit to enter into our minds and our hearts, you know, I had a friend remind me in an email this morning. I had an awesome little Skype get together with five old dear friends of mine, happened to be men that I used to be very dearly close with when I lived in Sonoma County, the Valley of the Moon. And we had a little Skype get together. They had a reunion in Florida and invited me in, and it was awesome. And they reminded me about who I was, because I had forgotten about all the challenges that I had faced in my life and how I had prevailed through most of them because I took joy in every moment and I stood on the promises of God all throughout the years that I walked in constant challenges. I have a daughter that has autism, and I was her one and only advocate. And boy, that when you're inspired by advocating for another human being, it takes on a whole new life. And I learned that all men will fail you. All men will fail you. All men, all humanity will fail you. The only one that won't fail you is HaMashiach. That's it. It's a doc. Melchizedek. I am. Yahuwah. Yahushua. Abba. Yahweh. The Father God. The one you climb up into the lap of and pray to. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure and full of quiet gentleness. Then it is peace-loving and courteous. It allows discussion, and it is willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and good deeds. It's wholehearted and straightforward, and it is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will always plant seeds of peace, and then they reap a harvest of goodness. You always need to depend on God. You need to defend your beliefs and stand on faith. Never abandon God, because He's the one that's going to be your armor, your protector, the Holy Spirit. And even if the so-called church is not teaching you, you're listening to this program, which means you want to know what the truth is. Because we always go to the Word of God here. And that's where you learn the truth. This is Watcher Ruth. This is my program, Here, There, and Everywhere. If you're listening live this morning, I would invite you to call in my guest calling number. That is 347-945-5170. If you want to talk to me, sweet talk me, or even yell at me, give me a call. I got my eye on the switchboard this morning. I'm going to go back here to the book of James. Try to get you to understand that there are going to be divisions among brethren about what the scripture really, 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 really says. And because your life's journey through this carbon system and where you're going to remember where you came from in the third world age and your dominion with God there as His servant in a place called heaven is going to depend on all of the choices that you make here. And so you're always not listening to humanity. Humanity is not going to steer you in the right way. Even me, don't listen to me. I'm just another human being that's failed in the first system, failed in the first world age, failed and came through the water of woman, the baptism of the birth into this lifestyle of choice. We're all field workers who cheated of their pay. We were cheaters. We were all cheaters. That's what the scripture says. And it also says to be patient. James 5:8 says, be patient and take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Don't grumble about each other, brothers. Are you yourselves above criticism? For see, the great judge is coming, and he's almost here. So, as an example, be patient in your sufferings and look for the Lord's prophets. They're now. They suffered. Job was an example of a man who continued to trust the Lord in sorrow for his experiences. We can see how the Lord's plan finally ended in good, because the Lord is full of tender and mercy. We are richly blessed. We didn't make the law. He alone who made the law has the right to judge. So what right do you have to judge or criticize others? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. God will draw close to you if you draw close to him. Let your hearts be filled with God alone. Not humanity, not the ideas of man that make void the word of God. But there be tears for the wrong things that you have done. Let there be sorrow and sincere grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. When you begin to realize that you have worthlessness before you met the Lord, before he lifted you up, before you encouraged your soul and spirit to recognize him in you. So when you recognize that he is in you in soul and spirit, he is in others in soul and spirit equally, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The word says, don't criticize and speak evil about each other, dear brothers, for if you do, you will be fighting against God's law of loving one another, declaring it is wrong. But your job is not to decide whether this law is right or wrong, but just to do it. We're in this system, and we have to defend ourselves. We're going to have to defend ourselves and always be thankful to the Lord God and be singing praises to the Lord God in prayer and supplication before him, every day admitting our faults to each other, praying for each other in earnest prayer. James 5:16 says, the earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and wonderful results. 17 says, Elijah was as completely human as we were. And yet, when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again, and the rain poured, the grass turned green, and the gardens began to grow again. You know, we're put here to give a testimony of the Lord Jesus to save those that have slipped away. Save those who've never come when Jesus sat at the well, at Jacob's well, and the woman drew water from the well. The king prophesied her life to her. She was probably fairly amazed. People knew each other in those communities. They were very small. She knew this man was a stranger and had never been in her community before, but yet he knew her whole life. He was able to convert her on the spot. And we are as Peter, Mark, John, all of the apostles, to go out to witness. We have become his children, and we are to be at work with the Holy Spirit hand in hand, the Spirit cleansing us each and every day with the blood of Jesus Christ, And as we go out and make him pleased with us, pleased with our actions, pleased with our thoughts, all honor to God, all honor to God and the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, so that he may richly bless you, that he may richly grant you increasing freedom from anxiety and fear. This is a priceless gift that he's given us, this eternal life. Kept in heaven, pure, undefiled, beyond the reach of decay and change in this system. And we know that God in his mighty power will make sure that we get there safely to receive that, because we trust in him, and it will be ours in that coming last day when all eyes will see, all ears will hear, all knees will bow at the sight. So be glad, because there is joy ahead. Even though we're going through this rough time right now, while we're down here in this carbon system, let me remind you, friend, there's going to be challenges, but you will prevail. Take joy in every moment. Depend on God, because men will always fail you. Be prepared with the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. So you can put on the full armor of God and the helmet of salvation, so that you can stand on the truth and be able to defend your beliefs, so that you can teach others to depend on God, because they believe that God has failed them. They've never learned that when you lean on God, that he's your friend. Remind them. Remind them that these trials are only to test our faith, to see whether or not it is really strong and pure. Because God tests us with a fire, just as he tests gold and purifies it. And you know that your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. So when you and your faith remain strong after it's been tried in the test tube of fiery trials of this age, of this carbon system, when Yahweh sees, it will bring him much joy, and you will receive much praise and glory and honor on the day of his return. So be now aware, when you've turned to him, when you've totally abandoned man and the doctrines of man, and you know that that eternal life that's kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay, share it with someone else. you know, you love him even though you've never seen him. You trust him now. You feel joy and happiness and express that joy. And it's from heaven itself. You're already receiving that reward of the knowledge of trusting in him, the salvation of your soul. You know, the prophets didn't quite understand what we know now. They wrote a lot about it. They wrote a lot of questions about it, too. They wondered about it, and they wondered about the time that we're living in. It was plainly announced. The Holy Spirit spoke to them, as will be spoken to in these final days. And we know that the son of perdition is soon to be revealed. And he is now even at work. And evil is at work. And many of those, even in the Christian faith, are doing evil because they don't know better. But be holy now in everything you do, just as the Lord is holy, who invited you to be his child. He himself has said, you must be holy, for I am holy. He will judge you and all with perfect justice for everything you do. So act in reverent fear of him from now on until you get to heaven. Because there's been a mighty price paid for you. God paid a ransom to save you from the impossible road to heaven, which your fathers tried to take. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver, as you know. But the price he paid for you was the precious lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, who was chosen for this purpose long before the world began, but was only brought into the public view in these last days as a blessing to us. Put your trust in God. Put your trust and hope and rest in him alone. Don't lean on man. Don't lean on humanity. It's a test for them too. It's a test for them too. But have love for everyone, because your souls have been cleansed from selfishness and hatred when you trust Christ, because he saved you. So see to it that you really do love each other warmly with all your hearts. For you have a new life. It was not passed on to you from your parents for the life they gave you. Fades away and this carbon system is going to be gone. The life that Jesus Christ gave you, this new life, it's going to last forever. This soul, spirit, new body from Christ is an everlasting, ever-living part of him. As long as you've become a part of him, our natural lives are going to fade away. And they're going to be dried out, wrinkled up. But the word of God never passes away. It never changes. It's the same today and tomorrow. The great I am said, I am never changes. I don't give wrath to those who tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been called a dingbat on more than one occasion. In fact, I got to tell you a quick little story. I bought a little bit of silver here recently and met the owner of Northwest Territorial Mint in Everett, Washington, over the telephone, giving him heck about why my order hadn't delivered on time. The man took my phone call and overnighted personally my order to me, of which I had delivered within 36 hours. So I got to tell you, if you need to buy some silver, talk to Ross at Northwest Territorial Mint, because my stuff is beautiful. And then come to Christ. Come to Jesus Christ, who's the living foundation of the rock upon which God builds. Even though men spurned him, he is more precious than gold or silver. He is more precious than anything that can be had in this lifetime. He is offered the living life-building stone, the living eternal life-giving stone. He gave you the cornerstone of the building that you can inhabit forever as a holy priest, an anointed priesthood, because Jesus came, as all the scriptures say, I'm sending my son Christ to be the carefully chosen, precious cornerstone of my church. And I will never disappoint those who trust in me. He is precious to those who believe in him. And to those who reject him, well, that stone was rejected by the builders and has become the cornerstone. And he is the most honored and the most important part of this system. This system that will pass away, you know, it's God's good will that you should have a good life and that you should silence those who foolishly condemn the gospel without knowing what it can do for them, having never experienced its power. Dear brothers and sisters, remember, you're only visitors here. Since your real home is in heaven, I beg you, keep away from the evil pleasures of this world. They are not for you, for they fight against your very soul. Be careful how you behave among your unsaved neighbors. For then, even if they are suspicious of you and talk against you, they will end up praising God for your good works when Christ returns. For the Lord's sake, obey every law that your government has. For those of the king as the head of state, and those of the king's officers, for he has sent them to punish all those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. Do right. Be beautiful inside. With beautiful hearts and lasting charm, gentle and quiet spirits, these are precious to God. Thank you for listening today. Hope to come to you again. God willing, take care, be prepared, put on the full armor of God. Turn to Him in everything. Be a pleasure to Him. God bless you all.